The brand new $187 million bridge across the Tanana River at Salcha was built to enable military personnel and equipment to get to the Tanana Flats training area. But Army officials say they've got a lot of road building to do there before they'll be using the bridge to move many soldiers and materiel. Sean Osborne with the Fort Wainwright Environmental Office says that's because once you get across the bridge, there's not really any way to get around much from there.
It's just all swamp back there.
Army officials have been saying for months that they don't yet have funding to build roads or any other sort of infrastructure at the far end of the bridge. But because the Army will be opening Tanana Flats and other training ranges to hunters on September 1st, state and military officials have been trying to work out a way for hunters to use the bridge and access lands on the other side. But Osborne says hunters may want to think twice about going over there because it's going to be hard to get around, and they may not build new trails.
People are going to try to, I would assume, try to cut trails, and you're not supposed to do that according to Army policy.
That's just one of many restrictions that the Army and state have established while developing a plan to allow the public to use a bridge that was mainly funded by the Pentagon, but for which the state kicked in about $82 million. Hunters will have to fill out and submit at least two forms, an Alaska Railroad application to cross the bridge, and one from Fort Wainwright to access the training ranges. Osborne says those forms are also available at the post and Fort Greeley.
You need a recreation access permit or RAP permit, and to obtain those, you can go to our website, or you can go to one of the three kiosks we have located at the Fort Wainwright Visitor Center or Fort Greeley Visitor Center, or on Fort Wainwright at the Natural Resource Office, Building 3023.
Also, only ATVs will be allowed to cross the bridge and enter the training range. No pickups, trailers, or campers. And hunters will have to check in with security guards that will be posted at the entrance to the bridge. Initial plans called for Alaska National Guard members to stand sentry, but Kalei Rupp, a spokeswoman with the State Department of Veterans and Military Affairs, says state officials now plan to just contract a private security outfit.
What that security is going to look like, that's yet to be fleshed out, but it will not be Alaska National Guard members. It will be a private entity providing that security detail.
We'll have links to the state and federal bridge and range access forms on our website, fm.kuac.org. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.